Hi, Barb. It's Tim Carter. Thanks for calling the Ask the Builder show on WGRR. Good morning.
Hi, Tim.
Hey, it's great to have you here, Barb.
Yes, it's good to talk to you after this time.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Well, I emailed you earlier in the week about looking for a structural engineer.
Yes.
And you asked me to send you a couple of pictures of the crack that we were having between the house and the foundation from our addition.
Yes, I saw those. I got those photos. And absolutely, I want you to bring in a... Have you started the process of contacting a structural engineer or not yet?
No, because my problem is we're just going phone book. I worry about not trusting them. I don't know how to go about finding an honest one.
Okay, well, I can help you with that. That's a good reason to call. The first thing to do is, many times the structural engineers, won't necessarily say in their ads in the phone book that, that they're residential specialists. So one of the things that you can do you have any friends at all who have built a home or done a room addition where they've hired a local architect?
I don't know.
Okay. If you had one, or maybe a coworker, what happens is architects are not by nature structural engineers. That's not what they're trained to do. So frequently an architect, as he designs a building, a room addition, whatever, he'll have to at certain times call on a structural engineer and say, okay, tell me what I have to do here. Tell me the size beam I need to use, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
And so sometimes architects have a good, friendly relationship with structural engineers they trust. So that's one way to find one, if a good structural, a good architect.
Okay.
And so what you do then, too, is you look in the phone book and look under architects and see if any of the ads in the architects where they talk about residential specialists, like room additions, things of that nature.
Okay.
All right. Now, if you're stuck with just having to open up the phone book and start calling structural engineers, you have to do it the old-fashioned way, where you talk to the actual engineer, you say, do you specialize or do you do a lot of residential structural engineering? And if they say no, then just hang up the phone. Just say thanks, bye. And you'll eventually find one or two that does, and then you're just going to have to ask for a couple of references. Just say, well, do you mind giving me three people you've worked for in the past 6 months, and can you describe what you did for them?
Okay.
And then call those people up.
Right.
You just have to, it takes some old-fashioned private detective work to find these people. To find good ones.
Because there's pages and pages of them.
Yeah, exactly. There might be. You mean of actual structural engineers?
Yeah.
Well, maybe there's a local. Sometimes you might be lucky to have a local association. That's very rare, but the association will say, oh, yeah, we've got these three people. So in your case, I think you better go with an architect. You better find the engineer via an architect, because it's going to be easier to find a residential architect.
Right. From the pictures, could you tell, does this look like we're talking major something?
No, but it's something that it troubles me a little bit. I think it's going to be easy to stabilize and easy to fix.
Okay.
Yeah,
is there a possibility that the dry summer added to that?
Yes.
The soil?
Absolutely. I've got columns on the website about that, and especially if you read how to solve the problem in the future, where you're going to need to just drill some vertical holes, in the soil that you fill with pea gravel. And then when dry weather happens again, you're just going to set your lawn sprinkler outside, and that water is going to quickly go down deep into the soil to keep the lower areas of the soil wet around the footer.
Okay.
That's how you solve that problem in the future.
Okay.
And you may actually want to do all that before you go through all this work. In other words, you may want to bring that soil back up to where it's supposed to be. And some of the things may get better. Do you see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you do all this work and then it gets wet again, it may produce some stresses on the foundation that shouldn't be there.
Okay.
All right?
And that's something that a structural engineer be able to help with.
Yeah, but the problem is some of these structural engineers aren't geologists like I am. See, that's what my college degree's in, is geology.
Right.
And so these expansive, they may not even think about the expanse of clay soils.
Okay.
So email me about that again, and I'll show you where that column is.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, great. Well, thanks so much.
Well, thanks for calling, Barb.
Okay.